that one from Ministry of Stories in London, which is not a government department. But we are a creative writing and mentoring centre for young people in Hoxton in Shoreditch. And we are hidden behind East London's first and only purveyor of goods, everyday goods and items for all sorts of monster. So that's the writing centre part. And that is Hoxton Street Monster Supplies, which is our shop. So we sell all kinds of things, as you can imagine, that your average vampire, zombie or yeti might need. We carry a full range of tinned fear. This is one of our biggest sellers. It's very popular with humans too. Things like breath fresheners come in very handy if you eat a lot of brains. So we have the shop, and then, as I said, behind the shop, through a secret door, if you can find it, is a writing centre. And we work with all ages of young people from 8 to 18, all from across East London. They either come with their schools or they come in their own time. And we work with all forms of writing. So we do journalism. This is a newspaper we made, got circulated around East London, entirely written, edited, directed by children aged 8 to 13. We publish books. This is a poetry book. It's a monster's alphabet and guide to housekeeping. It was written by about 150 10-year-olds from Hackney. This is a still from our soap opera, Dead Ends, which is written by 12 to 15-year-olds. It was tutored by some EastEnders writers. As you can probably tell from the title, it's a hard-hitting, gritty drama. It's not very cheerful. So all of the writing work that we do is founded on the principle of one-to-one attention being the thing that makes a really, really big difference to children's ability as writers and their confidence and their creativity with their writing. And we work with a massive body of volunteers to do that. So all kinds of people come and volunteer for us as writing mentors and listen and give that encouragement and try and help somebody get what's going on in their head down on paper in some form. There is a need for it. In Shoreditch, where we are, there are 30,000 children living there. 75% of them come from low-income families, and writing is a skill that lags behind other skills in the schools around the area where we are. So it's something that we hope to make a bit of a difference with. So volunteers help us by doing this, by listening. But they also really help us behind the scenes with all kinds of specialist skills. So I wanted to tell you today about a project we're doing that has a kind of, hopefully, a big, exciting digital future. And I thought that you would be the kind of people that might be interested in that. You might know other people who might be interested. You might like to get involved. We would love you to. So I'll tell you a bit about it. If there's time, I'm going to make you do some creative writing for about 3 minutes. It's fine, it's not scary. And then I'll tell you how you could get involved. So, as the programme says, it's the Children's Republic of Shoreditch. We didn't really mean to do that. We started off last year by writing about our local area. So everything we did was writing about the local neighbourhood where we live. This is the market, this is the street which has a Saturday market on it. And we just thought, you know, what would it look like if you could see it through the imaginations of the children, the young people that live there? And so we asked lots of questions and we did lots of projects about it. So we had a group of children who became secret agents. They went out and did reconnaissance in the area and found what was interesting and wrote about it. They were very cleverly disguised as a school trip. There's a post office on our street, so we invented a postal service. Children invented amazing ways that you could send letters via rainbow. So then they decorated the entire post office with these amazing pinwheels made to look like a rainbow. There was also a group that was in charge of the manifesto and the constitution, citizenship tests, all the very important things that you would need to run a country. And gradually it became, kind of all our writing and all our ideas came together into this idea of what would happen if they could declare themselves independent. So they did. So they founded a country, which was made independent on July the 4th last year. So I'll just play you about 3 minutes of a video. How am I doing for time?
Doing fine.
Okay. Oh, brilliant. I'll just make this big if I can.
In the news from Shoreditch in London today, the young people of the area are breaking away and creating their own nation, the Children's Republic of Shoreditch, to be founded on July 4th, 2012. In the news from Shoreditch in London today, the young people of the area are breaking away and creating their own nation, the Children's Republic of Shoreditch, to be founded on July 4th, 2012.
On July 4th, Shoreditch has been declared a Children's Republic. Children have their own passports, they have their own embassy, they have their own currency, and they're drawing up their own constitution. So London, watch out.
Can you spit on things?
I think it would be a good change. Fantastic, I like the sound of it.
In preparation for the big day, some of the young nation's founders took to the streets of Shoreditch to ask the local adults if they agreed with their manifesto and how they felt about this new development.
Well, they sound like things I can definitely vote for. It looks really good. I love that. I love your symbol. It looks really nice.
Well, I think it's pretty cool. I think you've got it all, actually. I mean, you're the new generation. You're the generation that's going to grow up and run all this place for us. So I think that if you can believe in that and stand by that, I think you'll do well.
Am I right in saying you're going to be doing things like the Foreign Office, you know, Post Office?
Yeah.
And it's like a whole little city, a whole little town that you're making up.
I think you've got everything covered from what I can see in your manifesto.
Children need more input in everything.
It's very good because the youth are not really heard as much as I think they should be. And I think if people listen to the youth more, you get a more positive response.
Just hope they look after grown-ups.
It's not a bad idea, but do they have enough experience to do that?
Well, what's in the manifesto?
We believe in fairness. We believe in trust.
We believe in fun. We believe in love. We believe in education. We believe in savings. We also believe no one shall be bullied. We believe in no more violence. We believe in clubs. Booyah.
I quite like all those ideas. That's a good place to start, actually.
Yeah, very. We believe no one shall be bullied. That's pretty terrific.
Let's give this to council.
They seem to have a very strong sense of wrong and right.
I think they've got it more right than everyone else.
Kind of in the lead up to the country being founded. And then it was, so we opened. This was an empty shop on Hoxton Street that we were allowed to use for the summer, so we turned it into the embassy of the country. All of the interior was designed by a class of children that we were working with. So they invented border control, where you could get your passport and go through. It was very technical. You had to think good thoughts. And if you didn't, then a red light would go off. And if you did, then there would be a green light. It was great. As I said, we had a group that were doing a lot of writing letters. They wrote to various important people, like the Prime Minister, the Queen, and informed them that they were seceding. And they got a lot of replies, which was great. And that's one from David Cameron. In the embassy, we always had a writer in residence. So this is Nick Hornby, who's our co-founder, who was there for a couple of days being writer in residence, and would just write to order, so whatever visiting children would come and ask for, that he would deliver. And basically, the children that helped us invent the place, they ran the building on weekends, and children and families could come and visit and join in some of the activities that they'd invented. And so that was kind of last summer, and it was great, and hundreds of people came. And it was, I found it very inspiring to see what the future would look like if children could invent it and decide how they wanted to run the country. And there were lots of stories that came out of that summer. And we kind of started to think, wouldn't it be great if we could do more of this, and if more people could get involved, and if more people could access some of the activities and ideas that the children had come up with. So we had this. We've had this. It's just an idea, really, that we could make a country online, really, and that we could maybe make somewhere where these principles could kind of carry on existing, and children from much further away and their parents and their teachers could join in and could invent more stories about what their own place in the world should be like. So it's a massive project, and we're going to need a lot of help. We're going to need some more ministers. So if we've got time, how much time have I got left for?
We have 6 minutes.
I think we've got time for some creative writing, everybody. We're going to need some more ministers, so I'm going to ask you to take part in one of the activities that the children did over the summer. It's very easy. And then afterwards I'll tell you seriously how you can get involved, because we're going to need a lot of help. I promise it will be fun. So, I'm really sorry, because I meant to print some things out, and you probably can't see this. My printer didn't work this morning. But this was a bit of official paperwork from the Children's Republic of Shoreditch, and the government requested a lot of new ministers to help it run its daily business. So I'm going to invite you now to think just to yourselves for a minute about what you would like to change in the world. What would you be the minister of if you could be the minister of everything? So we've had the minister for theme parks, we've had the minister for stunts, the minister for laughter, the minister for dreams. It's totally up to you what you would like to be the minister for in the Children's Republic. But if you would like to think of that now, if you've got something to write with, that would be great. I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Hi, this is Sam from Open Tech. We had a problem with the recorder during the session, so the School of Data and the Writers' Centre Norwich sessions weren't recorded, and the end of the Children's Republic of Shoreditch session was truncated. If you want to get involved with the Children's Republic of Shoreditch, the Writers' Centre Norwich, or the School of Data at the Open Knowledge Foundation, if you Google them, they'll be more than happy to hear from you. Apologies for the problem. Thanks for opening.